Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It ain't over till it's over. The voice of Stratford Warriors hockey, Casey Kenny, joins us. Casey, wonderful to be chatting on this Friday.
It is, Jamie, for sure. Certainly a couple days ago, didn't know if we'd be having this discussion this morning. But Stratford coming out with a big win in game number four, 3-1 over the Cyclones to keep the series alive. Now they have a chance to play a game five and see where the chips fall after that.
All right, now we should remind folks it's in Listowel. But let's look back at that last game. We were talking about the Stratford Warriors. Gosh, they were down 3-0. Mm-hmm. They needed that win, and they got that win. What did they do right that game?
Well, I mean, they got a power play goal, which was big. The power play going in had been 0-for-12 going into game number four, and they were able to get on the board. Captain Cam Daigle got the power play goal in the first period. They were able to get another one from Carson Harmer to make it 2-0, so they had a little bit of a cushion there. Listowel would go on to make it a 2-1 game, so closer, obviously. But then they were just able to hold on. They got outstanding goaltending from Carter McDougall, who's just a he's been great. He's been thrust into this series, as we've said before. But he has played excellent and was great at his very best in game number four. And then they got the empty net goal to ice it. So okay. They played well. They played well defensively. They were blocking shots and just an all out effort. Certainly if you take a look back at game number three of this series, I think there was 4 posts hit by Stratford. So, you put the puck in, it doesn't hit the post, it's a different game. It's not like they played poorly throughout, and back in game one was only a 1-goal game, 1-goal
right.
victory for Cyclones. Stratford certainly came out and played well, was able to get the win, and now they play game five.
Okay, it is game five tonight in Listowel. We're so looking forward to it. So again, to remind folks, this is all now must-win situations.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, and it's certainly still a tall hill to climb. They're down 3-1. Listowel gets one more win. They win the Cherry Cup, move on to the Sutherland. So it's still a tall, tall task for sure. But, you take it a game at a time, and that's as cliche as it sounds, but it's true. And you never know what might happen. That's why it's a best-of-7 series.
That's
and they
right.
always say that last game that to win the series is the hardest to win. So,
and sometimes when teams got their backs up against the wall, that's when they're kind of
proving
it.
Yeah, well, that's it, exactly, for sure. Yeah, because you have nothing else to play for, right? Like, there's no tomorrow. So you go out and you give it everything. And you, not that they didn't before, but you can go out and, instead of saving some for the next day or whatever, there's no next day. That's it. You got to go out and, give it everything you can. So
exactly. So, and what was the crowds like? What was the atmosphere like?
Listowel fans at the arena. Yeah, we figured probably about 70% of the crowd was from Listowel.
Is that right?
So it was pretty loud for the Cyclones, for sure. They travel well. I mean, mind you, it's only a 45-minute drive, right?
Yeah.
So it's not far at all. But yeah, about 70% of the crowd, I would say, and they were boisterous, for sure. They were loud and boisterous. They were ready for the win, and you could hear them, for sure. But we'll see. Hopefully, a lot of Stratford fans will come out to Listowel for game number five.
Right, let's get at it tonight. Again, this is, it's in Listowel tonight. What's the game time?
Yeah, for sure. So it's 7:30 tonight, and if anybody wants to hear the game, they can hear it live on StratfordWarriors.hockey, our pregame show. Myself, Les Faders, and Don the General MacArthur gets going at 7:20, so we'll be ready to roll and ready to get it going.
I'm so glad we could have at least one more discussion here.
For sure,
because
me
this
too.
This is great, Cherry Cup Finals. And again, we should also mention the other Perth County matchup with St. Mary's Lincolns and London Nationals. Now, London Nationals won the last game 3-2, so this series is back and forth.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really pulling for the Lincolns. I mean, hopefully, Stratford moves ahead, and that's what I want to see, but it would be great to see St. Mary's move ahead as well and go on to the next round.
They have home ice advantage tonight, though.
Yeah, race. Exactly. Yeah. So that
makes a difference in these games.
It definitely does, for sure. It definitely does, because you're so much more used to playing at your home rink, right? You know where the bounces are. You're just more comfortable, obviously. But so hopefully tonight they can come up with a win.
All right. And again, in the meantime, Stratford Warriors, Listowel Cyclones tonight in Listowel. If the Warriors get a win, next game is?
Yeah, we'll be on Sunday.
Sunday.
So now we're to a point where there would be a day in between, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So if they win tonight, then the next game would be Sunday. If they win Sunday, then the next game would be Tuesday. So, okay. And that's, you know, it's
I got
it's
my nice. Fingers crossed.
For sure. No, we appreciate, of course. Yeah. I appreciate it for sure. For sure. The games, the back-to-back days are, makes it really busy. And you know, it's an all-out effort for sure. When you have a day in between, it's nice to have a little bit of a rest between before going out and playing the games that mean so much, obviously. So nice to have a little bit of a break, and hopefully we'll be back at the William Almond on Sunday.
All right. Well, you have a great broadcast, a great time in Listowel tonight, and Casey, take it away.
Let's get this going.